4:47, let's go out to Kyle over at Six and Stuff. They are located in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and over at Swanton Lumber, although now everything is just Six and Stuff. I told myself I wasn't going to screw it up today, and evidently I did. But all locations now referred to as Six and Stuff. Kyle, how are you?
You get an A for effort. That was very well done.
I tried my best. They're also in Rouse's Point, New York. I should make a note of, too, if you're doing any home improvement projects, any DIY projects, or you're a seasoned contractor, Six and Stuff has things for you. Kyle, what are we seeing today?
So we've been seeing a big uptick in people coming in looking for paint. A lot of contractors are shifting from outside work to inside work. So today I was definitely busy. I was behind the color desk at our St. Albans location for quite a while. We do have some new color match technology that we brought on when we brought in Valspar, and it's really cool. I actually asked a couple customers if they wanted to come out back just because they were curious, so I showed them how we did it. So you can really bring in, it used to be like a nickel to a quarter size sample is what we used to need. Now you can bring in a pretty small sample, you know, almost like the size of like a pencil eraser, and we can scan it. The other cool thing, I did have a customer who came in, they had a wallpaper sample today, and they liked one of the colors that was mixed in with the design, and there were probably four or five colors in this quarter size piece of wallpaper that they had, and they wanted a specific blue. And we can actually zero in on the color that they want. It'll tell us all of the colors. You can click on the one you want, or you can adjust what they call the aperture, the part where it actually scans it and pick out the color that you want. So really cool technology. People kind of like to see how it works. It seems like voodoo witchcraft, but really it's not. So, yeah, paint has been really, really popular. A lot of little stuff has been going out the store, like stocking stuffer type of things. Gift cards have been very, very popular. Also, winter gloves have been really popular this week.
The only thing I ever want in my stocking stuffer in terms of this kind of stuff, utility knives. If it's a Swiss Army knife or a multi-tool, I'm all in.
Okay, I would just make sure that you get something that locks.
Yes.
You know, I had a bad experience. I didn't listen to my dad when he gave me my first Swiss Army knife, went out into the backyard. The old town I grew up in, Milton, Vermont, and I decided that I was going to do some whittling, and the knife decided that it was going to close. So from that day forward, I've always got a lock-back knife. So, yes, if you want a knife, just make sure it has a lock on it.
Yes, make sure it has a lock on it. I also was talking to my parents recently. They're not in Vermont, but they had a devil of a time finding sandpaper for their electric sander. Is that something you guys have?
We do, yes. As far as I know, there's no sandpaper shortage as of yet. That doesn't mean that won't change. But as of right now, sandpaper has been easy to get. We have all kinds of it. We've got some from Norton. And we also stock a full line of the Freud, the Diablo line, which tends to be a lot more popular, seems to hold up really well. So people seem to be really happy with that.
Anything else we should know today, Kyle?
The push is on. We got, what, less than 2 weeks before the big day. So I know I am lucky enough to have the day off tomorrow. So I am going through the final punch list, picking up those last-minute stocking stuffers. So, yeah, if anyone's looking for those, swing on in and check us out.
We will be on next Monday, so we'll talk in 7 days.
Sounds good, everybody. Take care.
All right, there goes Kyle over at Six and Stuff. Right now, it's